like this all day. Two people meant to be together, two lovers dreaming of forever, and it just keeps on getting better. With every tender little kiss and nothing on but the radio, feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the last download, with nothing on but the radio. Two people meant to be together, two lovers dreaming of forever, and it just keeps on getting better.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Chaos in South Korea after the president declared martial law and then the parliament forced him to lift it. Here's ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
Protesters flooding the streets, clashing with police. Military helicopters hovering above the parliament building in Seoul. President Yoon Suk-yeol, a deeply unpopular leader, claiming political opponents are trying to overthrow his government. Yoon calling for all political activities to cease.
For the first time ever, an openly transgender attorney will argue before the U.S. Supreme Court the question whether state bans on hormone treatments and surgeries for transgender children violate the Constitution. On Capitol Hill, President-elect Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon, former Fox News host Pete Hegseth, facing tough questions from senators. There is word that Trump may be considering another choice for defense secretary. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
The holidays are upon us, and you know what that means. It's a crazy, stressful time of year. That's why I want to tell you about Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, with 7 proven forms of magnesium to target every system in your body. Don't let stress and burnout ruin your holidays. Get Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers and give your body the magnesium it craves. It's the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one this holiday season. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use promo code radio during checkout to save 10% and transform your health. That's bioptimizers.com/radio.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, reporting from the Global Dairy Conference with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. December milk up 30 to 1881, January up 58 to 1880, February up 39 to 1894, March milk up 24 to 1908. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up 4.5 to 165. 40-pound blocks up 3.25 to 167. 3 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 2.75 to 252.25. 6 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 2 to 137.5. 4 trades on the day. Dry whey down 0.25 to 72.5. And no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher on the day as a lot of technical buying helped to support the markets, even though boxed beef prices were mixed. Again, feeder cattle markets following live cattle markets higher. Meanwhile, hog markets, they closed mostly mixed on the day. Now, the market continues to inch higher in some of the contracts, but they have reached some long-term resistance levels, and that pressured some of the contracts. December live cattle up 95 cents to 188.47. January feeder cattle up 245 to 259.30. December hogs up 2 cents to 83.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets were mostly lower after they reached resistance levels as well. Now, soybean futures, they moved mostly higher on the day. Again, even though the South American weather is still positive for soybean development, there was some strength in the product markets, and that supported beans. Wheat markets were relatively flat. December corn down 1.25 to 4.23.25. January beans up 6.5 to 9.91.75. December wheat down 0.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand: cash corn $3.75, January $3.78, new crop $3.71. Cash beans $9.12, January $9.17, February $9.12, new crop $9.16. Big River Resources, Boyceville: cash corn $3.92.25, January $3.87.25, February $3.89.25, March $3.89.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia: cash corn at $3.89, January $3.92. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound: cash corn $3.79, new crop $3.80, cash beans $9.11, new crop $9.31. Allied Cooperative Blair: cash corn $3.80, new crop $3.81, cash beans $9.07, new crop at $9.16. At Red Wing Grains: cash corn 4 even, April 4.18, May 4.20, new crop 3.92. Cash beans 9.67, April 9.76, May 9.79, new crop 9.48. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound: cash corn 3.79, new crop at 3.72. Cash beans 9.20, new crop at 9.33. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle 180 to 199, Holstein fed cattle 152 to 173, market cows 82 to 119, bulls 125 to 147, calves 190 to 920, beef steers 179 to 390, Holstein steers 160 to 320. Sheep markets: market lambs 170 and down, light lambs 75 and down, ewes 140 and down, rams 115 and down, goat markets does 230 and down, bucks 240 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 189 to 190 and 25, finished beef heifers 180 to 189, finished dairy steers 165 to 173, market cows 94 to 117, market bulls 120 to 149. That is a check of markets from the Global Dairy Conference. I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside, discover something remarkable, and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy and very windy with off and on light snow today. Falling temperatures, too. We're going to drop into the low teens with a wind chill below zero by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, 5 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 18. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's been playing at a room on a strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country, look at them boots. She's gone country, back to her roots. She's gone country, a new kind of suit. She's gone country, here she comes. Well, the folk scene's dead, but he's holding out in the village. Been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with a crime and smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. Yeah, he's gone country. He's gone country. Everybody's gone country. Yeah, we gone country. The whole world's gone country.
My buddies out on the lake, we're headed out to a special place we love that just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly dues. Take your Johnson, your Mercury, or your Evinrude and fire it up. Beat us out at Party Cove. Come on in, the water's fine. Just idle on over and toss us a line. Fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side to side, there's five houseboat front porches, AstroTurf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joe's rocking the boat, that's us, the Redneck Yacht Club. Bermuda's flip-flops and a tank top tan. He popped his first top at 10 a.m. That's Bob, he's our president. We're checking out the girls on the upper deck, rubbing in the 15 SPF. It's hot, everybody's jumping in. Later on when the sun goes down, we'll pull out the jar and that old guitar and pass them around. Bass trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side there's five houseboat front porches, AstroTurf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joe's rocking the boat, that's us, the Redneck Yacht Club. Party's over and we're all alone. We'll be making waves in a no-wake zone. Fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side there's five houseboat front porches, AstroTurf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joe's rocking the boat, that's us, the Redneck Yacht Club. Redneck Yacht Club. Redneck Yacht Club.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You don't know me, but I know who you are. Mind if I sit down? Do I look familiar? If I don't, well, I should. I'm sure you've seen me around. I know you've probably heard my name, though we've not been introduced. I'm the fool in love with the fool who still got a minute, I'll buy you a drink. I've got something to say. It might sound crazy, but last night in his sleep, I heard him call out your name. This ain't the first time he's done it before, and it's hard. I'm the fool in love with the fool who it lasts. But it ain't easy holding on to my dream when he's holding on to the past. Just one more thing before I go. I'm not here to put you down. You don't love him, and that's a fact. Girl, I've seen you around. But you hold his heart in the palm of your hand, and it's breaking.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winikins from the Global Dairy Conference in Las Vegas. As we're here this week talking about global dairy issues, and we'll be having some interviews from the Global Dairy Conference coming up in future editions of the Morning Farm Report. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compere Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compere Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compere.com. Compere Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy Co-op.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winikins with news and issues from rural America. Brooke Rollins is a surprise pick for Agriculture Secretary. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
President-elect Trump's pick as Agriculture Secretary for his second term was a bit of a surprise. He tapped former White House advisor Brooke Rollins after several major news outlets reported that former Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler would be the nominee. Jess Peterson is a senior policy advisor with the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. He admits Rollins is a bit of an unknown, but says that can have its advantages.
That means she won over President-elect Trump, and she has something that President Trump believes in. And frankly, she comes from some out-of-the-box thinking. She's from Texas, so she's not going to be beholden to anyone in the Beltway or in Washington. She's going to work on America First priorities, and there's some very, very key issues from the U.S. cattlemen's industry, the U.S. cattlemen's association's perspective that we look forward to working with her and that are very critical, both from the previous Trump administration and the Biden administration, that we need to work to keep moving forward.
Peterson cites Rollins' background as a plus.
I always like folks that get in that role that look, that they're not looking for the next big consulting gig after it, right? That truly are excited. They come from the grassroots. She has a legal background, a law degree. That's very helpful. She served in state politics. So you look at a resume of both real world working knowledge and policy knowledge. So she brings both of those to the table.
Once Rollins is confirmed, Peterson tells RFD-TV she'll have a full plate of business to attend to.
We have an animal identification, a mandate out there that's very, very unpopular in cattle country. She's going to have to deal with some advances on animal identification that are not very popular, that need to be addressed, that U.S. cattlemen will be asking for reconsideration on. She also has a closed loophole on country of origin labeling that will be going live and enforced in January of 2026, in addition to policy that was teed up vis-a-vis the Trump administration, previous Trump administration, on changes to the livestock price reporting to increase price discovery. That proposed rule was done under President Biden and under Secretary Vilsack. That will be under her watch.
Jess Peterson, Senior Policy Advisor with the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins, Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop, D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all can take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us, plus four lines for $25. Now drop that jingle.
With 24 monthly bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines with auto pay, well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Cancel the entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credits. Stop and balance on required finance agreements due. $829.99 credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy and very windy with off and on light snow today. Falling temperatures, too. We're going to drop into the low teens with a wind chill below zero by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, 5 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 18. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's a beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. All gone away is the bluebird, and here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. We'll face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Brown, we'll
sing pop atop of Mr. Snowman, when chapel bells are ringing all around. And later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. We'll face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Inspire as we dream by the fire. We'll face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Yeah, we'll face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report as we are at the Global Dairy Conference this week. Coming up next hour, we'll have a check of that ag weather forecast, Dairy Radio Now, and also our newsmaker segments as well. That's all coming up next hour. Time now, though, for Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group. See the full December auction lineup at steffesgroup.com. Well, the H5N1 avian influenza virus has caused disruption in every state since 2022. The recent epicenter of the outbreak has become California. Hundreds of dairies and poultry farms have been hit in that state in recent weeks, and I'll have more after this. Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered. With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more. Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry, backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to steffesgroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit steffesgroup.com today. That's steffesgroup.com. California has emerged as the hardest hit state in this year's avian influenza outbreak. According to both USDA and California state data, over 3 million birds have died from the virus in November alone, with the majority in domestic flocks. The state is also seeing a significant impact on dairy farms, with 436 herds now infected with avian influenza, and that accounts for two-thirds of the 650 known infected herds nationwide. Despite warnings and guidelines from authorities, there are ongoing concerns about biosecurity practices on farms. The USDA has urged livestock farmers to limit contact with wild birds as much as possible and implement stricter controls on barn access, while the CDC has recommended using protective gear when dealing with infected animals. However, reports from California indicate that these measures are not being consistently followed, which is raising the risk of further spread of the virus. The impact already extends beyond California. Nationally, egg production has taken a hit.
The USDA's recent Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook report estimated that table egg production will come in at just over 7.7 million dozen this year. That's a 1% drop from last year. Now, the nation's laying flock is 2.6% smaller than it was a year ago, with outbreaks in Utah, Washington, and Oregon in October, resulting in the loss of 2.8 million egg layers. Combined losses nationwide for October and November exceeded 9.7 million birds. As a result, egg prices are expected to rise nearly 9% over the next year, with spot shortages already being reported in some grocery stores. Looking ahead, the USDA is optimistic about recovery in 2025. They're projecting a 4.2% increase in egg production as this next year comes into focus, and they expect to see laying flocks rebound. I'll be back with more after this.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
From dairy farms to egg-laying operations, the impact of the H5N1 avian influenza virus has been far-reaching this year. And with the prevalence of the virus in the wild bird population, it will likely be with us for some time to come. Producers are wise to stay vigilant and keep their biosecurity protocols up to date. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Steffes Group. Learn more at steffesgroup.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on singlecare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to singlecare.com or download the free app today.
How do you spot the all-new Nissan Rogue Rock Creek? Here's a hint. It's got all-terrain tires, a tubular roof rack you can't miss, and it's tough inside and out with lava red detailing. You'll also find it in its natural habitat, climbing mountains, attacking rugged trails, and never backing down from any adventure. The first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek.
Intelligent all-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions. Always secure cargo. Heavy loading of the vehicle with cargo, especially on the roof, will affect the handling and stability of the vehicle.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Cut me. something about the way she's wearing her dress a little tighter. Something about the way she's staring. She's looking to start a fire. Something about the way she's dancing and drinking chilled Patron. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Heaven help the fool who did her wrong. It's too late, too bad, she's too far gone. He should have thought of that before he left her all alone. If she's lonely now, she won't be. Something about the way she's blushing, you can tell she isn't sure. Let you know she's up to something she's never done before. Tonight she wants to hold a stranger, but not the one at home. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely.
Wishing you and your family a happy holiday season from all of us at Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Special treat. The more I bake, the more I eat, and sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes I wait till he's asleep, and I'll take the ones that he didn't eat, and I'll put those little sprinkly things on the top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Well, I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, 'cause it makes them taste better than they did at first. And they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where. Well, I make dang sure that I get my share, and the dogs just stand there waiting for the ones I missed. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Well, I
sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now, let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time I stick another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Yeah. Cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Global Dairy Business Conference. Farmer sentiment jumped again in November as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer rose 30 points to 145. That's the highest level of farmer optimism since May of 2021. The Future Expectations Index saw the largest jump, rising 37 points to 1161, while the Current Conditions Index reached increased 18 points to 113. The November sentiment boosts reflected growing optimism about a more favorable regulatory and tax environment for agriculture following the November elections. Optimism about the U.S. Ag sector also surged as 34% of farmers anticipate good times financially in the next 12 months, more than double the October rate. The improved sentiment carried over to their investment outlook. The Farm Capital Investment Index rose 13 points in November to 55. That was the highest level since May of 2021. Net farm income, a broad measure of profits, is forecast at $149.7 billion in calendar year 2024, down by $6 billion or 4.1% relative to 2023. Inflation-adjusted farm income is forecast to drop by $9.5 billion or 6.3%. Despite the predicted decline, net farm income in 2024 would be 16% above the 20-year average of $121.4 billion. Cash receipts from the sales of agriculture commodities are forecast to decrease by $4 billion from 2023 to $516.9 billion. Total crop receipts are expected to drop by $25 billion or 9% from 2023, led by lower receipts for corn and soybeans. Direct government payments are forecast to fall by $1.7 billion from 2023 to $10.6 billion in 2024. Some lawmakers in the lame duck session of Congress want to include specific provisions to help commodity farmers who weren't hit by a disaster or in any potential disaster aid package. Farm Policy News says while many farmers weren't hit by disasters like hurricanes and wildfires, they've experienced significant price decreases for their commodities. Congress also has to deal with another potential shutdown and is said to be looking at another short-term extension that would put most major funding decisions into fiscal year 2025 for the new Congress and President-elect Donald Trump. Some of the House Republican leadership plans to attach a one-year extension of the Farm Bill to the continuing resolution to keep the government funded. Reports say there's also a chance they'll add the Farm Bill to an annual defense authorization bill, which is also a must-pass package to handle this month, but most are leaning toward the continuing resolution. The Rural Broadband Association was pleased that the Supreme Court announced it would review a decision from the Fifth Circuit Appeals Court regarding the Federal Universal Service Fund. Specifically, the nation's highest court would look into the constitutionality of the mechanism for contributions to the Universal Service Fund. The Fifth Circuit Court's decision is contrary to Supreme Court precedent and the decision of several other appeals courts, and it threatens to undermine valuable universal service programs, the NCTA said. For many decades, these programs have served to promote the availability and affordability of critical communication services for millions of rural and low-income consumers, rural healthcare facilities, and schools across the nation. The association will present arguments in defense of the USF contribution mechanism as the case moves forward and ultimately dispels the uncertainty that the challenges have created in furthering the nation's mission of universal service. The Army Corps of Engineers in St. Paul says the last barge of the year departed Lock and Dam 2 December 1st, ending the 2024 navigation season on the Upper Mississippi River. Traditionally, the last tow departing Minnesota's capital city head south of Lock and Dam 2 near Hastings marked the unofficial end of the navigation season. The last tow to leave St. Paul usually occurs around the last week of November or first week of December. As they close down the 2024 navigation season, St. Paul District staff will be busy this winter with winter maintenance projects at Lock and Dam 7 and 8. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins reporting from the Global Dairy Conference. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy and very windy with off and on light snow today. Falling temperatures, too. We're going to drop into the low teens with a wind chill below zero by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, 5 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 18. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
He sends her roses and lines he composes. Things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder. If life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around and he makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. It could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. And I never will get her back. Did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, ooh, it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines. Things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder. If life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself. Whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her.
Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today, yeah.